implied that you would be here for mandatory minicamp?
No, no doubt in my mind.
What do you make of the fact that we made a pretty big deal that you weren't here for the workouts?
It's life. It's life. Comes with it.
Odell, are you unhappy with the contract situation you currently have? Would you like it redone before the year starts?
You know, I leave that in the hands of the man above, honestly. When that time comes, that time comes. Right now, it's really not the time to discuss it. You know, it's just kind of, like I said, when it comes, it'll come.
Did it have anything to do with you not being at
OTA? You probably have to ask the people who, you know, do the contracts and stuff like that. I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Odell, back on the field for the first time today, you got some new teammates to work with, namely Brandon Marshall. What's it like to be on the field with these guys, and what potential do you see out of them?
It's just great to be back out here. You know, I talked to B pretty much throughout the whole off season, and just to get out here and to be able to see him work, you know, a guy who's been, he's been doing this for a while now. We'll be able to take from each other, and we'll just be able to, you know, we all hold each other accountable. And yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun to be able to work with a guy like that.
What did you guys talk about during those conversations?
It's just kind of, you know, between me and him.
Although I know it's still early, you have to get on the field, but given the training that you've done this last season, where do you feel you're going to make the biggest leap in the game?
I guess we'll have to wait and see. You know, right now you just take it a day at a time, try and get better each and every day. And that's what I feel like I've been doing. One step at a time. It was great just to walk into the room, you know, see some new faces. But it's really a special bond when you get inside that room and the relationships that you build with each and every one of those guys. And to see young Shep, you know, just put a smile on my face. He's such a bright, he's got a bright future ahead of him. And you know, he puts that smile on your face. Like, it reminds me of when I was very young, you know, and it was my second year in the league, and he's just so happy to be here and to be happy to do what he's doing. So it's reassuring to see him.
Well, Doug, can you just tell us in your words why you chose to work out on your own? I know they're voluntary, but why you chose not to attend voluntary?
You know, really, I was just taking the time to you know, train, make sure I get proper training in, you know, really grow and mature in yourself. And you just have time to be able to reflect on life and to be able to learn new things. So it was a great process for me. And I definitely enjoyed it.
Can you share any revelations or things you've learned about yourself?
No, not really. It's kind of more for me, you know, to keep growing and maturing within myself. So, like I said, it's a day at a time. You know, it's a one-step process.
What were your time with Chris Carter like, and what impact has he had and you expect him to have on you?
Just a guy who's been through, you know, he's been through a lot. He's got a lot of life lessons. To be able to share with you. He also was, I mean, a Hall of Famer. He was a phenomenal player, one of the best. So just be able to take from him, you know, the little things, little nuances of the game and little slight techniques. You know, he's kind of like a guy who's been in the corner for me. You know, I didn't get to work out with him every single day. It was just like, you know, once or twice. But, you know, anytime you can learn from a guy like that, it's great. I wouldn't even be able to tell you. I'm just trying, you know, get back in the playbook. You know, there's a couple new things we added. So just finding your way back in, easing your way into it. It's really great to be able to be out here, you know, see guys like Evan and you know, Dwayne and all these young guys who are coming in. And just be back with your team. You know, that's really what you do it for, those 53 men on the roster and whoever else is in this building. Like I said, it's a special bond.
How much have you thought about the way last year?
You know, I've reflected on it a lot. You know, it's just like, I feel like LeBron losing the finals. You know, you're going to look back on it and see what you could have done better, how you could have handled the situation better, or whatever the case may be. But, you know, it's all a part of life. It's a learning process. And you just got to take it as a grain of salt. You got to grow from it. You got to learn. And, you know, that's what I've been doing. That's what the time off was.
You have regrets?
You were blessed with the Nike deal. To what extent does that mitigate your patience for the deal for football since you have that, you know?
I mean, like I said, when that time comes, it's going to come. You know, patience is a virtue. Any quote you want to look up about patience is just about being patient and having trust. You know, like I said, the time will come, and when it does, you know, it'll be a great day. But for now, I'm just trying to. I don't really know how to answer that question. You know, I come here to play football. I don't really write the contract. I don't really design it or anything like that. Actually, you know, this is only my fourth year in the league. My agent knows 10 times more about it than I do. You know, I just come here to do what I've always done, which is play football and be the very best that I can on the field. And like I said, the rest will take care of itself. I couldn't really tell you. Like I said, when the time comes, yeah, really any contract questions is not really for me to discuss. You know, I haven't really talked with anybody about contracts, so it's not something that has been in the air. It kind of was a talk that was brought up amongst other people. You know, it never was really in my discussion. So, like I said, just take it a day at a time. When it comes, it'll come. You can discuss whatever you want, you know, it's...
I'm asking you, is that, can we take that to mean that it doesn't bother you since you were saying it's in other people's discussions?
Bother me as in...
In terms of it not being done, in terms of it maybe having to do with you not being here or not, I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, I don't know if it had to do with me not being here or not, or, you know, what the case may be. Like I said, I don't really decide when I get a contract or how that even works, to be honest. I really couldn't tell you. I've never had any experience in it. So it's only my fourth year in the league. Like I said, this is the first time I've ever experienced any of this. So,
right. You retweeted somebody making those comments about, hey, you deserve more money. What are people supposed to do?
Right. A retweet could really mean anything, though. You know, social media must be kind of new. You know, a retweet in a three-minute conversation, it could have been the first 15 seconds. It could have been the last 15 seconds. It could have been the whole thing. You know, it's kind of something that I feel like you take and you try and look for more information than what it really lies. But, you know, that's a good question.
You mentioned working with Evan Engram. He's kind of in the same position as you being a first-round pick. What's it like to work with a tight end who can line up with you on the line? And have you talked to him before practice?
When he came out to the rookie premiere and I was out there training in L.A. and I got to meet up with him. Took him out to eat, and we just got to hang out for, you know, a couple of days, and just we were just talking, and he seems real excited about it, and I was telling him how excited I am to have him here. You know, a guy who, it reminds me of, you know, when the Saints had Jimmy Graham, and they would line him up on the outside and create nightmare mismatches and Gronk and put him on the outside, but he's a real hybrid. You know, you put him out there, and you have a safety guard him, that's going to be trouble. You put him out there, you have a linebacker guard him, that's going to be trouble, and from what I've been hearing, he's even torching corners, so... I'm really looking forward to, you know, seeing him develop and how his game's going to evolve and just what he could bring to the table. I know he's a special talent. You know, he came out the SEC, so I already know he's a beast.
No, never.
We always, well, not always beat Ole Miss, but for the most part, we beat Ole Miss, so it was never really a rivalry. But I'm excited about, you know, him being here and what he's going to bring to the table.
Now, what is your relationship with Jerry Reese now after his comments in the offseason about being
involved? Still the same. You know, growth is something that it's a lifetime. You know, if you stop growing, you're not really progressing in life. So we all could grow as well, you know, each and every day.
What was your reaction when John Mara said he wants you to be a Giant for life?
I think we're on the same page there. You know, obviously this is one of the best organizations in the league, and I would love to be here for the rest of my life. I got some gray hairs now, you know, so I'm starting to get up there. You know, I've been just trying to read a couple books. You know, The Four Agreements is one book that I picked up. And, you know, there's like four basic principles in there. And one of them that you really had to learn was, you know, use your words wisely and, you know, don't take anything personal ever. And as you kind of get this guideline of this book, it starts to help you grow and really mature into, you know, who you are as a person. So. like I said, I've gotten a couple gray hairs, and you know, I feel as if I'm a little bit wiser.
Okay, were you trying to make a point about your contract by missing OTAs, or was that not part of your thinking?
No, I was just out in LA training.
That wasn't a motivation behind that.
I've seen the whole what's it called, a holdout and all that stuff, and I've never really seen it work, so that was never in my mind to. I'm not going to go to OTAs to get a new contract. I don't think that really proves the point, in my opinion. So I was really just out there, you know, really taking that time for myself to reflect on life and value, you know, what's really, really important. And like I said, to grow and mature. And like I said, you could grow you should be growing each and every year, each and every day. You should be growing until the day you leave this earth.
All right. Could you describe to just the circumstances around Eli's camp at Duke? I know you had to miss that because of surgery, but just
yeah.
Why that was unavoidable?
You know, I had to get some tea taken out, and as you know, I'm not really a dentist, but I know there's some nice teeth, but, you know, teeth have to get pulled out, and infection leads to other things in your body, break your body down. It just was the timing of it all. It was unfortunate, but I've been working with Eli since I was a sophomore in high school, so I don't think, you know, a day of camp really is gonna make all that much of a difference. You know, I wish I could have been there, but it is just, you know, life is all about timing, and it just wasn't the right time.